Okay, today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored Zeicha Nishmat Harabanit Sara Bas Rav Moshe by Moshe and Caroline Rosner. I don't think there's any relation, but Zeicha Nishmat Harabanit Sara Bas Moshe by Moshe and Caroline Rosner. But if you are my cousins somewhere out there, so thank you very much, even if you're not my cousins. Okay, says the Gemara, we are on the third line of Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph. And we are, if you remember, the past couple of days, we have been discussing the five Chataos Primios. We got into this discussion based on the first Mishnah in this parak, which discussed that every one of the Zrikos, every one of the Matanos of the Chataos Primios is Ma'akev. How do you know that? So we quoted a pasuk. We quoted a pasuk to teach me that it's Ba'akev, Kasher, Asal, Apar, everything learned there from the pasuk on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Then we said, we quoted that maybe that's not the correct pasuk. Maybe we should only learn other halachas from that pasuk and not the Zrikos. And we went back and forth comparing and contrasting all five Chatos Pnimios. Again, the five Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur brought, if the Sanhedrin causes most of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to do an Avera. Number two, Par Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol does any Avera, Perek Dalet in Vayikra. The Seir Avodah Zarah is in Parsha Shlach. Right, learned that separately. Avodah Zarah is different than any of the other Averas, Chayav Achatas. And then the two Karbanos brought in Yom Kippur that are brought Lifnim, the Seir Yom HaKippurim and the Par of Yom HaKippurim. Remember, the other Seir of Yom Kippur is not included because that's not a real Karban in the regular sense, the Seir LaZazel. That's just let out while it is still alive to the, with the Ish Iti to the Midbar, and it is sent off the cliff. So that is not one of the Pnimios, but these are the other five that we are talking about. Okay, so we are on the third line of Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and it could be today that we will spend more time on Amud Beis than on Amud Aleph. We'll see, Bli Nether, but we'll see if that happens. Okay, so we're in the middle of a Braisa. The Braisa just quoted a Limud that we compared Par Halam Davar, we said a Kal Vachomer. We're explaining the Braisa that we had on Mem Amud Beis, a Braisa between Rebbe and Rebbe Yishmael. So Rebbe had said that we compare all of the halachos related to all of these karbanas from the word lapar. But Rebbe Yishmael had said a kalvachomer. Shmuel had said a kalvachomer, which we just explained the kalvachomer, was from Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur and Seir of Yom Kippur. They are different karbanos, and yet they have the same avodos in the avodos that they are comparable in. So too, karbanos that have the same animal, right, they both have parim, Par Halam Davar and the Par Yom Kippurim, surely should be the same in terms of their avodos. Okay, so then we brought in the Par Yom Kippurim also for the Esdam V'Tfilah, those three halachas, and now we are up to the third line, the Asi Le Seir Yom HaKippurim Mi Seirei Avodas Kochavim Mikal V'Chomer. And then we could also learn out the Seir of Yom Kippur. We've been learning out the Par of Yom Kippur, but also the Seir of Yom Kippur. We can learn it out from Seirei Avodas Kochavim from Mikal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? So Rashi quotes the Kal V'Chomer. If you look in the middle of the skinny lines in Rashi, Rashi says, Ma is the first word on the line, right across from the Gilyan Hashas, from Kiveger. Ma b'makam shelo hushvu karbon l'karbon, depar helam v'sir yom kippurim. If the two karbonists, which don't have the same animal, one is a bull, one is a goat, the par helam davar and the sir yom kippur, hushvu ma'isim ha'mifu rashim b'shneihem, and yet the avodos that are parallel between them, again, not all the avodos, the Seir Yom Kippur goes lefnai v'lefnim, goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Par Halam Davar does not. But the avodos in which they have parallel, they are exactly the same. Shaloshina b'parshas ha-beferish. Avodos ha-shavos b'hem, k'gon ha-zaos de-hechal. So if in places where there are two karbanos which are different animals, you have the same avoda, shemakom shehushu karbon le-karbon, where you have the same karbanos, like the Seirim, the Seir Yom Kippur, and the Seir of Adazara, surely they should have the same maisim, and therefore the same halachas of the zrikas inside the heichal and being ma'akev v'chulum. Okay, that is the potential kavachomer that the Brisa says. Ask the Gemara now on the fourth line, v'chidavar halamed behekish chozer malamed b'kavachomer. What do you mean? Is it true we just learned all the previous halachas? Right, the first step was learning it at Behekish, comparing all of the karbanos. And now we're having a Kal V'Chomer based on the Hekish. We're going to see in a minute, Ezrat Hashem, that there's a halacha in karbanos, in Kachim. We mentioned there are different laws of darshaning when it comes to karbanos. Shon HaKasav La'akev. In order for something to be Li'ikuva, it has to say it twice. It's one example. But there are other halachas that are unique to Kachim. Here's another one. If you're not allowed to have a double Hekish, when it comes to kachim. If you learn halacha, learn a hekesh of a certain halacha from A to B, you cannot learn that same halacha from B to C. You're not allowed to have a double hekesh when it comes to kachim. It's not allowed. So says the Gemara, what are we doing here? We're having a kal vachomer based on a hekesh. Wouldn't that be excluded too? Isn't two stages of limudim what is excluded from kachim? Therefore, just like hekesh built on a hekesh is excluded, so too a kal vachomer built on a hekesh should be excluded. And therefore, how can we learn this halacha? So the Gemara says, no, it's wrong. Amar Papa Kesavar Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, Davar Halamei Behekesh Chozer Malamei Bekavachomer. The only halacha by Kachim is Hekesh built on a Hekesh. But a Kavachomer built on a Hekesh is not a problem. You look in the sixth line of Rashi, sixth word line of Rashi, he quotes the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Tassim Abeis. That's where the source is for Davar Halamei Behekesh Chozer Malamei Behekesha. We do not say that in Kachim. Don't say in the Kachim. Kachim has its own rules. Again, we find a precedent of this, that there's also a type of, another type of part of Torah that has different darshaning rules. Say for Dvarim, right? If you do darshan smuchin and say for Dvarim, where psukim are next to each other, that might be different according to certain opinions compared to the other four books of the Torah. So again, we find, might be specific reasons for that, but this is what the halach is. Why should Kal Vachomer be different? Why should a kavachomer be different than a hekesh? A kavachomer from a hekesh, oh, that's okay. A hekesh to a hekesh is no good. So maybe the svara could be that a hekesh from a hekesh, that's just too distant. It's too distant from the source. If you have halacha, context A teaches me context B, okay, but by kachim you have high standards. You can't have context C from context B and context B to context A. It's too far. It's too far of a source. By kachim, you have a higher standard. What about kavachomer? Why isn't that too far of a source? The answer is because kavachomer, if you remember we've discussed, is not based on a limud going further from the source. It's the only one that's pure logic. Maybe that's not considered going further away. You learned A to B, and now you're at B. So when you're at B, you darshan the kavachomer, but that's not considered another step that takes you further away from the original source. A kavachomer is logic. Right, and therefore, maybe that makes it different. Well, we've discussed in the past the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rashi and Tosfos argue. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to darshan Gzeira Shava unless you heard it from your Rebbe. Everybody agrees that a Kal Vachomer, you're allowed to darshan yourself. What about everything else? It's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is Kal Vachomer unique? Or is Gzeira Shava unique? If you hold to the sheet that Kal Vachomer is unique, then that's exactly this case. Kal Vachomer is the only one that you can darshan yourself because that's the only one that's based on logic. Everything else is based on a Masara. It's based on a Hekesh, you darshan this word and that word. After all, right, the Ramban writes in the Shrashim, a Gzeira Shava, you can darshan yourself. You know how many words there are in the Torah? Oh, S over here and S over there. And there's so many words. Vayomer and Vayomer. Of course you can't darshan a Gzeira Shava yourself. Because, you know, we can make up our own Gzeira Shavas. So we have to have a Masara. Kal Vachomer, though, is based on logic. So maybe that's not considered going further away from the original source. Just a suggestion. And we have the idea of a Kal Vachomer. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Kal Vachomer is not some type of the Rabbanan said it makes sense. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Rashi, in many places a la Torah, quotes the concept of Kal Vachomer. Right? You don't have to look too far. In the 12th Perek in Bereishis. Bereishis Perek Yud Beis. Vatotzeha Perek Beis should be, I'm sorry, Pasuk Yud Beis. Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. So the Vatotzeha Aretz. What did it say when the land brought out its fruit? Even though we don't have an tzivui, tachi haaretz desha, the tzivui that Hashem gave the grass, they still came out according to their own types. Shamu shenitztavu ha'ilanos al kach, v'nasu kal v'chomer ba'atzman. They darshan a kal v'chomer, like it says in Chulin. Right? Or, you know, kayin darshan a kal v'chomer. By shivasai mukam kayin, if he got the Erlemech, if Kayin got seven generations, surely I'm going to get more. Right, he dashed it to his wife, so don't be upset at me. Or by Parakhaf Alvin Bracious, Im Bini Im Yitzchak. Right, don't take a wife for my son for Yitzchak. Mikivan, Rashi quotes, Mikivan Shehu Bini, Afilo Meno Hagun Ki Yitzchak. Even if he's not as appropriate as Yitzchak, because he's my son. Oh, Hagun Ki Yitzchak, Afilo Meno Bini. Im Ein Zek Kedai, Li Rashi Mo. Kavachomer Im Bini Im Yitzchak Sheshtehen Bo. Again, another example of a Kalvachomer Rashi has Perachaf Aleph Pasuk Yud in Bereishis. Again, the Medrash quotes in Bereishis Rabbah that there are 10 Kalvachomers in the Torah. Gotta do the math, but there are 10 Kalvachomers. Zeh Echad Me'asorah Kalim V'Chaburim Sheksuvim B'Torah. It's It's in Medrash Rabbah, if you want to look it up, in Parsha Tzadik Beis. Okay, that is a little bit related to Kal Vachomer. We discussed also, just related, one more point, then we'll continue, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. It's also related to this discussion. The fact that a Kal Vachomer is based on logic, A, it might be the only one that you can darshan yourself. B, it might not be a violation in Kadshim of going further from the source. And number three, it's the only one that you can't give an onesh based on it. Ein onesh min hadin. Can't give an onesh based on a Kal Vachomer. Why? So the Lekach Tovah of Yosef Engel writes in Siman Beis a couple of possibilities. But one of them is that it could be that my logic is wrong. Maybe my logic is wrong. Who said, maybe there's a percha. The Gemara says many times, oh, there's a percha to your Kal Vachomer. Oh, it's a strong Kal Vachomer, weak Kal Vachomer, so there's a percha. So therefore, Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because one day somebody will come up, it's faulty logic. So that is one of the reasons that the Lekach Tov gives that I am not allowed to punish based on a Kal Vachomer. The other svar is given, maybe it's just midihi b'Torah. The Torah says, Gzeiras HaKasef. You can't give an onesh from a Kal Vachomer. Or the other svar, beautifully given by the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Eidus, is that maybe it's similar to the smag by Molech. What does the smag say by Molech? The smag, one of the great Rishonim, Moni HaMitzvah, says that the halachin, Gemara Sanhedrin, is if I give some of my children to the Molech, to Avodah Zarah, I'm Chayiv Misa. But if I give all my children to the Molech, I'm Potter. If you give all your children to the Molech, you're Potter. What do you mean? It should be Kal Vachomer. If you give some of your kids to the Molech, so surely all your children. Says the smag, no. You know why? Because if you give all your kids to the Molech, Misa's not even going to help you. You know, we're not going to put you to death. Because it's not going to be a kapar anyway. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to take care of you. So therefore, we're not going to give you, even though you say a Kal Vachomer, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's the same idea by Kasher Zamam. Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa. It should be a Kal Vachomer. If they try to inflict the punishment, surely if they succeeded, no, we say Kasher Asa is, if you got somebody killed who was innocent, then forget it. It's for sure. You're beyond what the kapara could be. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that is another svara for why Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Maybe it's also another basis is v'hitzilu aid, the special din of saving the person. But anyway, this is a couple of a little discussion related to Ein Onshin Min Hadin and Kal Vachomer. Okay, so we continue now. Say one more point related to Kal Vachomer. Maybe one other. Tosis brings up here. Tosis brings up the sugya of Dayo. Maybe we'll leave that for the end if we have time to come back to it. Sugya of Dayo of limiting Kal Vachomer. Limiting Kal Vachomer, so how, shouldn't you say Dayo here to limit the Kal Vachomer? But maybe we'll get back to that at the end if we have time. Okay, says the Gemara now. Where are we up to? Two dots. Lapar. Lapar, Zepar, Helam, Davar, Shal, Tzibur. Says the Widarsha for the word Lapar, where we had the whole Drasha, the big yesterday and 2 days ago's daf. Lapar teaches me Par Helam, Davar also has these halachas. Where it says, Habat, Tzibur, Gufek, Siv. I don't understand that. The pasuk that we're darshaning is by Par Helam, Davar, Shal, Tzibur. So how are we darshaning a word? Oh, this word includes Par Helam, Davar. That's where the pasuk is. In Perek Dalet of Vayikra. So Amar of Papa Mishum Deboi Igmure Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur Biyoseres V'Shtei Klayos L'Seirei Avodas Kochavim. Because Par Helam Davar, we're going to use Par Helam Davar to teach that just like you burn the Yoseres and Shtei Klayos, the kidneys and the Yoseres, you another part of the animal, you learn from Par Helam Davar to the Seirei Avodas Zara that you burn those parts of the animal. But the problem is, it doesn't say specifically those parts of the animal by Par Helam Davar. So we want to make, and therefore it would be a double hecket, a double limud, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn it by kachim, as we just said. So we have this extra word, lapar, to make it as if it says it in these psukim, as if it says Yoseris and Shtei Klayos in those psukim, even though we could have learned it from a hekesh. But it says lapar extra to teach me as if it says it here, so then you'll be able to learn from it, and it's only considered stage one of the limud, and not stage two. Let's read that inside now. So, Mishub Deboyeg Muri Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, Bioseres Ushtei Klayos Lissi Iri Avaras Kochavim. Because we're going to want to learn that halach of Yoseres Ushtei Klayos from Par Helam Davar to the Seir Avodah Zarah. U Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur Beguf Elok Siv. And it doesn't even say that halacha by Par Helam Davar. Behekesha Asi. It only came through a hekish. So Itzrich Lapar. You need that word Lapar. Lemehevi to make it Kemad Aksiv Begufe. As if it says it explicitly by Par Helam Davar. And therefore, the low levy, davar halami behekish, chozer malami behekish. That it wouldn't be a violation of that, because it would be as if it says that halacha of yoser to sheyach loyus beferish by par halam davar. Okay, that's a yadarshin, that word. Period. Tanya kavase de rapapa. Brisa that supports rapapa, all these rushes that he explained on Amid Beis that we learn from the extra words of dam v'taval and etzba, like we darshin it like he does. Tanya kavase de rapapa. V'asa kasher asa matam alomar. Why does it say the double asa lepar matam alomar lepar lefi shenemar heim heviu es karbanam ishel Hashem. Now we're darshining which pasuk? See, by Midbar Tezvav, now we're dashing the psukim by Seir Avodah Zarah. We're dashing all the different psukim we're putting together. So, the pasuk says by the Seir Avodah Zarah. It's interesting, by the Seir Avodah Zarah, it doesn't say anything how you're supposed to do the Avodah. It doesn't say. It's all based on drashas. It's all based on comparisons to the Chatas Panimiyos. It just says bring the carbon there. That's all that it says in Shlach. So the Hamevi is carbon on Mishel Hashem. It says that they brought their carbon, Ishel Hashem, Chatasam, their Chatas, Elu Seir Avodas Kochavim. That word is talking about the sin that's being discussed there. The Seir Avodah Zarah, Shigagasam, the next phrase in the Pasuk, Zepar Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. That's referring to the Par Helam Davar. Right? That's right next to each other in the Pasuk is a word that refers to Par Helam Davar and a word that refers to Seir Avodah Zarah. Chatasam HaShigagasam. So we compare those two words. Amra Torah Chatasam Harehi Lecha Kishigagasam. Your Chatas, which is the Seir Avodah Zarah, should be like your Shigaga, which is the Par Helam Davar. And therefore, Shigagasam, Mehechel Lamata, Lo Behekesha, but 1 second. Didn't Shigagasam, the Parhelam Dover, didn't you learn it from a Hekesh itself? That halacha of Shtea Klayos and Yoseres? Vechidover, Alamed Behekesh, Chosum Alamed Behekesh? Can you learn it double 2 steps? So Tabalomar, Lepar, Zeparhelam Dover, Shal Tzibur, Lepar, Zepar Koy Mashiach. Exactly what we just said. Exactly what the Rapapa said. That's what this Brisa says. That we have the extra word lapar to make it as if it's explicit in Vayikra, and you learn that based on how we darshan the psukim in Shlach. Okay, so Amar Mar. So let us darshan now those psukim again. Quote that Brisa. So v'chatasam elu seir avodas kochavim. Chatasam refers to seir avodas zara, and then we have the connection, the hekesh, and the psukim in Shlach to the par halam davar. So tepik le mikra kama. What are we quoting this whole pasuk for in Shlach? Don't we remember 2 days ago, Daf Yomi, we don't do it so long ago, right on the bottom of Lamatesim and Aleph, Lamatesim and Beis, we darshan the pasuk in Vayikra and Perek Dalid, comparing all the Chatos Pnimios. So what do you need these extra psukim in Shlach to compare the Chatos, two of the Chatos Pnimios? We compare the Seir Avodah Zarah and the Parhelam Davar. We already have them darshaned in the same pasuk in Vayikra. So what do we need this for? So, typically mikar kama, dar mar, ha chatas l'rabo, seir avodas kochavim. We already included that. So, amar of papa istrich. No, you need an extra pasuk. Why? Salkadai dechamina, if I would have only had the psukim in vayikra perak dalet, I would have said, hani mili hazoos dixivan begufe. I might have only darshan that to compare them regarding the hazoos. The hazoos, the sprinklings that are done inside the heichal, because that's written explicitly. Aval yoseres, ushtei klayos loksivan begufe, emalo. But these other halachas of burning the extra, parts of the animal that are not usually burned, emalo, maybe I wouldn't include them. Kamash malon, those are included as well. Okay, that's what we have the extra psukim. Vaiter. Amalei Rav Huna, Breder of Nasan Rav Papa. Vahatana par yom kippurim l'chomash amar b'inyin ka'amar. What are these three lines going on? So in the Rashi, we're going all the way back. If you remember, all the way back, on Daf Lamites, we quoted a whole pasuk to prove, a whole drashas chazal on a pasuk, to prove to me that all the hazaos of the chatos primios are ma'akev. So then Rav Papa said, what do you mean? You darshan that to teach me? L'chol mash amar b'inyan is compared. So he rejected the first opinion. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? What he darshan is that they're compared, it's just more inclusive. What was he arguing on the first opinion for? He just said, it's including everything, not just the hazos. That's the Gemara's question. Rav Huna asked Rav Papa, Vahatana, you, what you quote is, Par Yom HaKippurim, L'choma She'amar B'inyin Ka'amar. Right? So why on yesterday's Daf, on the Mem Amud Aleph, you said that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is wrong, right? You also admit the hazos are ma'akev. So what are you getting so excited about? So Gemara says, Tanoihi, it's really a machlokes Tanoim, how to darshan those psukim. That's what he was arguing on. Tana devei Rav me Rebbe Marbi Hachi. Tana devei Rebbe Ishmael lo Marbi Hachi. So he was arguing on how you darshan the psukim. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, we said yesterday that there wasn't any agadata until Peches. So we got a couple of lines here. We got the first Marsha in Chidushi Agados on Olav Zvachim. Right here. We had to wait 40 blot for it, but we're going to have it right now. Says the Gemara, Tana Devei Rebbe Yishmael. Once we brought up Rebbe Yishmael, and we're talking about these Yoseris and Shteklayos, says as follows. Mebrema ne'emru Yoseris v'Shteklayos bepar Kohen Mashiach, v'lo ne'emru bepar Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. We know that these two parts of the animal are both burned by these two karbanas. The question is, why did the Torah say them explicitly by the par Kohen Gadol, and did not say it explicitly by the par Helam Davar? Well, why did we had to learn it out from a drasha? Why? Mashal Melech Basar Vadam. So we compare it to a story of a king. Shezaam al Ohavo. He got very angry at somebody he loved. Umiyet Basir Chano Mebrechi Baso. So when he told over or he spoke to him about what he did wrong, he wanted to minimize. He didn't want to talk so much about the chait that his loved one did. So therefore, he didn't speak so much about it. So too, Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael. He loves him so much. A Kohen Gadol he loves, but that's a Yachid. So that's why when he talks about what you have to do for your Avera, he's more explicit by the Par Kohen Gadol than he is by the Par Helam Davar, which is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Because he feels bad for the one that he loves. That is Rashi's pshat. Let's do the next line, and then we'll come back to this. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Tana Devei Yishmael also says, Mipnei ma ne'emra paroches hakodesh bepar kohen mashiach v'lo ne'emar bepar helam davar shel tzibur. Why did it say paroches hakodesh by the par of the kohen gadol and not by the par helam davar? Right, the paroches hakodesh. It just says the paroches. Why does it say paroches hakodesh? Dafka by the par kohen mashiach and not by the par kohen by the par helam davar. Mashal melech basar vadam. Another mashal. Shesarcha alav medina. A mashal of a king that his country rebelled against him. His country did something wrong. Im mi'uta sircha, if only a minority of his nation, of his country went against him. Pamay shalom is kayemes. So his kingdom still stands. It was only a miyut. His kingdom still stands. Im ruba sarcha, if the majority did something wrong, ain pamaya shalom miskayemas. Then his pamaya is not miskayem anymore. It's the rov. So par helam davar, where the majority of the Jewish people did something wrong, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus was affected. And therefore, it doesn't say the paroches hakodesh. It doesn't say kodesh there because there's no kedusha there. It's lacking. Right? It's like the gra that we mentioned a couple of years ago. The gra says that on the pasuk, By the brothers. The brothers say to Yosef that Hamalach Timloch Aleinu Amamshal Timshal Banu. What's the difference between a Melech and a Moshel? So the brothers say a Melech below Am, meaning a Moshel could rule no matter what. He's a dictator. A Melech is only with an Am. A Melech below Am. Hamalach Timloch Aleinu. Are you going to rule over us? No, we're not going to consent for sure. Hamashal Timshal Banu, and you can't even be a dictator over us. So the Gra says the double Lashon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Melech. In Melech below Am. Right now, the Grakid finishes up and says, nowadays, he's only a Melech on Klal Yisrael. Right, we accept him willingly, Nasav and Ishma. But V'haya Hashem, L'melech, al kol ha'aretz, B'yamahu Yeshem HaKadosh Mo'achad. In the future, all the nations of the world are going to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech, willingly. But here, a Melech below Am, part of the Malchus of the king is the Am following. So therefore, if the Am doesn't follow, Rachmana L'Islan, then the Malchus is somewhat affected. 2 points. Everyone, the Marsha! The first Marsha in Maseches Zvachim, Baruch Hashem. The Marsha says, it's only one in the fourth parak. We have an Ezel Makom, a Daf Nun Gimel, so we have 13 blot away. We have another Marsha on Achidushi Agados. Anyway, so the Marsha here says here, I argue with Rashi. Because what did Rashi say? There are two Mishalim here, they're not parallel though. In the first Mashal, what does Rashi say? It goes into more detail by the Par Kohen Gadol, because Hashem loves Bnei Yisrael. He doesn't want to embarrass them as much as he loves. So who is the Ohev? Who does Hashem love in the first Mashal? Bnei Yisrael. And he doesn't love as much the king. What about the second Mashal? What's the second Mashal? Bnei Yisrael are really up the creek. Bnei Yisrael, violated. They were Mamayit Zerchonos. That's why Kodesh is only put by the Par Kohen Gadol. So it's not parallel. The loved one in the first Mashal is Bnei Yisrael, and in the second Mashal is the Par Kohen Gadol. So the Marsha says, I think even the first Mashal is talking about Bnei Yisrael. Yusteris and Shnei Aklayos are dafka said by the par Kohen Gadol, because that's the one that Hashem loves. Hashem loves the Kohen Gadol. She goes into great detail exactly what has to be done. The Nira Lafarish, the Hakanami, Hacha, Bahai Mashal, Lomal Yusa, the Kohen Mashiach Ka'amar, the Ha'oavo Shel Melech, Shu Misharis Hashem, Ubo Nemar, Vesa Kadosh, Vikrive Lav, Vikamar, Demiet Sirchona, why, Umimresha Chaviv, Kabbalas, Karbanol Hashem, Hizkir, Shakabano, Mahudar. Oh, you get to bring more of the animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow, that's more mehudar. That's memayit zirchono. It's not like just saying less things to bring. No, saying more things to bring is marbe, the covet of the Kohen Gadol. That's the Marsha. If you look in the Torah Tmima on Vayikra, the Torah Tmima quotes this Chazal. Rashi does not quote this Chazal, but always middle of the Torah Tmima quotes all the Gemaras related to the Psukim. In Perak Dalet, in Os Lamed Hey, he quotes this Machlokas Rashi Marsha, and he says, I have a riot to the Marsha. Riot to the Marsha. From the first Daf in Avodah Zarah. Back in Davez Mabez in Avodah Zarah. There it said, if you have the Melech and the Tzibur coming to a Din Torah, who goes first? Melech, remember that Daf Bezma Bezma spoke about the loss of Lava, who's going to go first in the din, although almost all of them are going to come and say, we want to be judged if you would have given us the Torah. So, but as it says, Melech v'sibur bo'in ladin, Melech nichnas tchila. The Melech goes in first, mikami delefesh charanaf. Right, kodem shkolem or kodem shiyav charanaf shal kodesh baruch hu. If kodesh baruch hu gets made at the tzibur, forget it. So that's why he does the king first. So you see the Melech has a greater schus. And also, he quotes the Gemara in Harius, Daf Yud Beis, Par Kohen Mashiach Kodem Lepar Ha'eda, Mibnei Shehu Mekudash Yoser. So you find elsewhere that Par Kohen Gadol is more Mekudash and more beloved. So therefore, he says, maybe it's the same thing when it comes to our discussion. Here, both Mishalim have to do with the Chiba of the Kohen Gadol. So one of the Achronim has a Harifus that maybe there's another reason why Kodesh, Parochas HaKodesh, is only said by the Par Kohen Gadol and not by the Par Helam, not by the Par Helam Davar, because he talks about the Par, when were each of them brought? Were they brought during Baisheni when there was no Aron there? See, he has a discussion exactly. Maybe that's another reason. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's based on the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, whether his Pamlaya was Nismait. Okay. Maybe we'll get back to that again, but now we will continue with the two dots. Says the Gemara, L'fichach im nasagula kesikna v'cholot. This is going back on the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. What did the Mishnah say? That all the zrikos hapnimios are ma'akev. And therefore, if I did all of them properly, but I thought of pigol in one of them, right? So then that's not pigol. Because pigol, you have to think throughout the entire, it has to be perfect. And Rashi there quoted, if you remember, on the beginning of the parak, Ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, what was brought up yesterday as well. You can't do pigol if you only think about it in half of the matir. But we'll talk about a svar for that a little bit later. So therefore, if you want pigol, you got to think about pigol in all the zrikas of the chataos primios, because they are all ma'akev. So, says the Gemara Tzan Hasan, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Menachos. Pigel Bekomets v'lo b'lavona. B'lavona v'lo bekomets. We know that by a carbon mincha, there are two matirim. Matirim for what? We know the leftover flour is eaten by the kohanim. So when are they allowed to eat that flour? After two things are done. After the komets, which is the flour that the kohen put his hand in and he rubbed his pinky and his thumb. The komets, the flour underneath the middle three fingers is burned on the Mizbeach, and also the Lavona, the frankincense that is also brought with every carbon mincha, that also has to be burned. So it's two matirim. It's two matirim are required. So that's what the Mishnah says. What if you only thought about pigol during one of these matirim? Right? Pigol b'komets v'lo b'lavona b'lavona v'lo b'komets. Rabbi Meir Omer, pigol v'chayavan alav karis. Rabbi Meir says, that's pigol. You chay pigol in that case, even though you only thought about it during one matir. V'chachamim omrim ein bokar ezeh shifaga b'chol matir. The chachamim say, no, it's only if you're mefagel, if you think about pigol in all the matir. Amrim, that's the machlokas which we'll talk about. There's a lot to talk about, but let's finish the thought. Amrim shimim ben lakish, says Reish Lakish. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says this pigol, even if you only think about it during one of them, the Komets or the Lavona. Lo tema, time of the Rabbi Meir, to kasavra mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Don't think it's what we would have said, that, oh, Rabbi Meir says, you can be mefagel in a half a matir. No, that's not what's going on here. Because if you knew he only had a pickle foot in a half a matir, it would not be good. He agrees to that. Ela hachamai eskinon, kigon, what's the case here? Shenosan es ha-komets b'machshava, v'halavona b'shtika. No, what you did was you thought about Pigel during Avoda 1. Unless you did the comments before the Lavona. During Avoda 1, you thought about Pigel. During Avoda 2, you were blank. You were blank, neutral. Novi, Bishtika. So, do we say you could fill in the blank and say, hey, if you originally thought about Pigel, so this is also about Pigel, or not? Ksavar, kol ha'oseh, al da'as rishona hu oseh. Whoever acts is going based on his original thought, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Meir says, in this case, it would be Pigel. The Gemara is going to say in a minute, but let's say you did it in the opposite order. Let's say you thought about Pigel only by the second Avodah, not by the first Avodah. That would not be Pigel. That would be Ein Mefaglin B'Chatzi Matir. It's only based on the principle of Kol Rishona, Al Dechola Ose, Al Das Rishona Hu Ose. Stop there for a minute. Couple of points to talk about. First, the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes here says, what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim hold that in this case, it's no Kares. It's no kares until you think pigel in the entire avoda. What do you mean it's no kares? Is there something wrong with this carbon? Oh, there's no kares. Sounds like the carbon is possible, but there's no kares. Says the Sfas Emes. No, I thought, says the Sfas Emes, that if it's not pigel, then it's okay. You only had a pigel thought. See, if you had another thought besides the pigel, said it was possible as it before. But if you had a pigel thought and it didn't become pigel, is there anything wrong with this carbon? Says the Sfas Emes, you know what you see from here? Yes. Because the language of the Rabbanan is no kares unless you're mefagel in all the matirin. This is the Sfas Emes on that Mishnah Menachos. On daf tezayin. V'tzarechin aloshin eimbo kares. Kibon de kasher hu min haTorah. Rak mi de Rabbanan pasol mishum gzera. Because of the isul afagel. So, isn't that a misleading lashon? So he says, no, it must be the second that you have a pigel thought, even if pigel doesn't kick in, it's still possible the carbon is still considered kol davar ra. Right? Lo says bechenu, it says in Re'e, that you're not allowed to bring a davar ra, and this is davar ra. V'zeshayach afilu b'chatzi matir. Even by a chatzi matir. Uvagam de hakari siya al achila mikalakam kivin deika lav b'hai pigel shayach ein bakari. Since you violated a lav, it is good enough. And he says, I'll prove it to you. What's the whole svar that's discussed here? Kol harishona, das rishona hu ose. Right, Rabbi Meir. Kol ha'osa, das rishona hu ose. So what do we choshed? We're saying he thought about a problematic thought at the beginning of the avoda, and now here, he didn't think anything, but mistama, he thought that too. Mistama, he did an avera? Is that what we usually say? There's an umdana, if he did an avera at the beginning, he did an avera now too. If he didn't do the avera yet, how could we have such a principle? Kala osa, das mishana osa, so we'll assume he did the Avera. No, when did we ever say that? It must be he already did the Avera, says the Sfas Emes. It must be step one. Even though you didn't accomplish Pigel yet, it still violated the Avera. You didn't finish. You didn't make it. You still ruined the carbon. The Rambam gives the Lashon in Psulei Mekdashin, I think we mentioned it once or twice in the past, that if a Kohen is machashiv b'karbon and he makes it paso, it's just like he's making it into a balmum. That's the Rambam's Lashon. You said Avera, says the Sfas Emes. You gotta say, you did the Avera already, you ruined the carbon, you just didn't even give it the status of pickle. That's the Sfas Emes. Say some of the Achronim, maybe this is connected, this is in the Biuri Adaf, he quotes it here, maybe this is connected to the Svara of why do we say that Ein Mefaglin B'Chatzi Matir? Why do we say that? What's the Svara for that? Is it because I have to be mefagel in the entire matir. Half a matir is meaningless. Just the comments. Half a matir is meaningless, and therefore, if you do pigel in half a matir, you basically did something meaningless. Or do I say no? There is significance to be mefagel b'chatzi matir, but there is an ikuv. There is an ikuv. Elosh ezesh lo chashav b'ida chatzi matir ma'akiv es chalos ha'pigel. It's enough in this half a matir, but there's a prevention that it's like a tnai. Half a matir is really good enough inherently, but there's a tnai that if you're not mefagel in the other half, then that ruins pigel. It's not that it didn't get to pigel yet; it ruins the pigel which already kind of exists. That's the chakira rechlusha by Yaleb and others. So he says maybe that's the nafkamina. The Sfas Emes is bothered in this havamina. How can it be kares? Right? It should be nothing until it's kares. So that's assuming because this matir is not significant, and imafaklim b'chati matir, because you didn't do anything yet. But according to the other svara, that really you accomplished in a chati matir is significant for pigel. It's just that there's an ikuv, so then maybe you did accomplish something in the first half. It's puzzle already. You did the avera already. But, you know, it's held back, So therefore, that could be a svara why there's just no kares, but it still would be possible. Okay, that's an important discussion in Mefilim Mechati Matir, in the Shita of the Rabbanan. There's another important machlokas related to this, and that is, why don't we just ask him what he was thinking? Ask the Brisker Rav. Why don't we ask him? What were you thinking, Pigel, during this avoda? Right, according, we're going to get to in a minute. Rashi quotes it already here also. Rashi says, we have this machlokas back on Daf Beis in Zvachim. Whenever it talks about machshavas, in all these possibly machshavas, do you have to say something? Does machshava mean pure machshava, or does it mean dibur? That's a machlokas of various Rishonim all over Shas. It comes up here. It comes up in Hamafkid by Shlichus Yad. If I think Achoshev L'Shloach Bo Yad, I think to use an item that I'm supposed to be watching. So Tosfos there says, that really means you said it. So when do you have to say it? So when do you have to say it? So why don't we just ask him what he was thinking? Were you thinking pig or not? Kala Osa, that's Rishonim Osa. Says the Brisker Rav, this is not an umdina. Says the Brisker Rav, even if we ask him, and he would say, I was not thinking pigle, it's tough luck. It's tough luck. We don't care about what he was thinking, actually. It's a din that you go by Tchilas Avoda. If you go by Tchilas Avoda, and then you do the second Avoda Stama, and then afterwards you say, oh! No, it's too late. This is a din. Kol ha'ose, adas mishonu ose. It's a big chiddush. That's the word the Brisker Rav says right here. Oh, so how do we know? So right, according to the Rishonim, they have to say it, so then this probably wouldn't work. Because if you say it, b'shas maisa, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Because you are thinking, but maybe if you have to, according to the other Rishonim, you could say this pshat of the Grizz, it would be more difficult to work out in the others. But just there's one other machlokas, just in the Mishnah. What exactly is the case of pigel b'komets below b'lavona, b'lavona below b'komets? So the pashas is, Rashi says, when you're burning them. When you're burning the komets of the Lavona, that's when you're thinking that. The Rambam, the Mefarshim point out, says it's talking about, no, when you're gathering the komets and when you're gathering the Lavona. Okay, there's a lumdus behind that, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the svara for Rabbi Meir, why he allows, it says it is pigel, just by one or the other, is not because he says you're allowed to be mafaga b'chatzi matir, but because he says kala oseb, Adas Rishona Hu Osa. Mimai, how do you know? How does he know this? From our Mishnah. Mi Diktani, what does our Mishnah say? Lafichachim Nasan Kulan Kisiknan, Vyacha Shalok Kisikna, Pasol Vebo Karis. What does our Mishnah say? If you brought all of them properly and one not properly, it's Pasol. What does properly mean? So at this point, the Havamina is that properly means Bishtika. Probably means you aren't thinking anything. And the last one, you had a piggle thought, that's shalokit sikna, that's pasavei bakaris. Why? Because the first three, you didn't have a piggle thought. Ha'acha shalokit tikna va'akulon kisikna. But if it was the opposite order, if the first one was piggle and the last three were shtika, that would be good enough for medaik. Piggle. So mani, who would that be according to? Ilema rabbanon. If it's according to the rabbanon, that wouldn't work. Why? Ha'amri rabbanon eima faglan b'chatzi matir. The rabbanon would say, even in this case, you can't. You have to be think of pigle in all four zrikas. Elo Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir's opinion that the order, if you think pigle in the first one and not in the other three you're quiet, you have no thought, that'll be Rabbi Meir. V'time of Rabbi Meir, mishum the mefagel machatzi matir hu, and if you want to see that Rabbi Meir really holds that you're allowed to be a mefagel machatzi matir, so then why should the order make a difference? Afilu kidik tani nami. Even as it's written, first three b'shtika and the last one pigle, that also should be good enough. Lav mishum, it must be that it's Rabbi Meir and he holds the kasavar kol ha'ose al das rishonu ose. So it must be because of this svara that really you need the whole matir. But as long as you've thought about it in the beginning of the matir, that is good enough. You say kol ha'ose, it's just continuing the das of the original part of the avoda. So isn't that a riot to Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara answer is no. Amar Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak la'olam rabbanan hi. Really, it can be the Rabbanan Shita. There's no raya to this machlokes about, in Menachis, about what Rabbi Meir holds. Really, this is Shita the Rabbanan of Ein Mefaglan Mechatzi Matir. But we're misunderstanding the Mishnah. Umay Kisiknan. What does Kisiknan mean? Kisiknan doesn't mean Shtika. It's just the opposite. Kisiknan means the piggle. If you thought a proper piggle thought, that's what we're talking about here. You thought a proper piggle thought, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says, if you thought a piggle thought in one of the Avodos, or if you thought a piggle thought in all of them, even just one being left out, it's not good enough. Because the Rabbanan say it has to be piggle throughout. The Gemara says, one second. V'ami diktani lafichach im nasan kulon kisiklan v'yacha shalok kisiklan pasol v'im bokaris. What does the Mishnah say? If you thought of three properly and three and one not properly, there's no karis. Mechlal de tikra lechsheru da'asa. You get the feeling from the Mishnah that kisiknan is the one that is proper. Because what does the Mishnah say? Even if you only had one shalo kisikna. But even if you only had one good thought. It sounds like even if you have only one bad thought. Pazvein bakaris. So Amar Rava, Rava says no. We're missing this ending. Shalo kisikna. Kisikna means a proper piggle thought. My shalo kisikna, chuslim koma. Chuslim koma, chuslim sikna, that's always put together. That's a little piggle, but it's not piggle enough. So that's how you understand the Mishnah. If you had a piggle thought in three, and you had a shlomim koma thought, even only in one, that is also not good enough for the Rabbanan. You have to have piggle in all of them. Or, Ravashi Amar, shalo lishmo. Or Ravashi says, we're talking about chatos here, so shalol lishmo thought is also posel by chatos, so either one. Michlau, just finishing up, dichi lo avi la chuslim koma v'shalol lishmo b'chayiv. What's that? But we still have a diach. If you're telling me shalol kisikna means shalol lishmo, shalol bimkoma, which is a posel thought, is that mashma that if you didn't have any thought, if it was shtika, it would be kosher? That would be a riot to Rabbi Meir then. If you had the beginning, you had a piggle thought, and now you have no thought with that. Is this a raya now that kala osa das vishona hu osa? So the Gemara says no. Maybe it's just having parallelism. Idi the tana resha piggle v'chayavon lof karis tana nami seifa pasul vein bokaris. Don't be medayik. It just says that lasha not to be medayik. Shtika would be okay, but just to be parallel in the cases. We have this concept of kala osa das vishona hu osa by other contexts as well. Right, we know when we make tzitzis. When we make tzitzis, when we start making tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So you have to keep saying that every second that you're making tzitzis? L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Yud Aleph, hachutin, which part of tzitzis requires l'shma? That's also a discussion in the postgame. So we all do it because we generally get our tzitzis, we get the strings, and just the tying onto the baguette. That's what we do. But what happens if we had sheep? And we sheared the wool off of them. So you have the wool. So there are a couple of processes. First, you have to comb out the wool. It's one of the malachis, menafetz. Comb out the wool. Then you have to make the wool, spin the wool into threads, right? And then you have to make those skinny threads into double threads, spinning it into threads. And then you get what to we're up to. What about those earlier stages? Does that require lishma? I saw it once in the Tchelos factory, right? So that's where they have the wool. They do everything there. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, chutin tzarech sheyu tevuyin lishman. The threads need to be made into threads lishma. That's what it says. V'yesh machmirin, says the Rama, afilu l'naftzon lishman. Even earlier, the niputz, right? The combing it out. V'haminag l'haga b'niputz. The minag is l'hakel. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Sheyomar v'tchilas Hativui shehu osa kein l'shem tzitzis. At the beginning of the tivu, you say it. Ve'im lo hayu tfuyin l'shman psulin. And if they're not tavu l'shman, it's pasul. It's pasul. Mishnah Brura, quoting the early Yachronim. V'day bazeh afilu liyom ha'achar. If you say it at the beginning, it's good as long even for tomorrow. Right? The beginning of the process, you have to say it. Why? To call ha'osa al das rishona hu osa. Quotes our Gemara. Right? Our Gemara has to do with hilchas tzitzis. Right? Because you start off l'shosa. Aldas Rishon Huosa. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about what about a goy? What if you have a goy doing the tviya and Yisrael is omen al gabav? So machlokas Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says pasul. The Rush is kosher. But that is an important point. You see that this comes up in various other cases as well. It comes up by a freshest truma and others as well. The other issue brought up that I mentioned is that you need dibur by tzitzis. You need dibur. If I'm thinking it, the Shulchan Aruch says you should say it. Shulchan Aruch is machmir for shitas Rashi here. Right, Rashi here says, right in the middle of the skinny lines, v'chol machshava dekachim moti bepehu. Right, you have to say it. Right, this goes back to what we said all the way back on Dav Beis. We had a discussion. Dav Beis, discussion of Rashi and Tosfos, does that mean Rashi again on Beis Amid Beis says that it has to be, right, it's Dibor, but Tosfos I mentioned in Hamafka discusses this, but you have to look at all the other contexts outside of Kachim. By Tzitzis, you need it. By Afrashas Shruma, you can be Mafish Shruma. B'machshava, right? The Pasuk says, v'nechshav lachem shumaschem. V'nechshav, you can be machshava. You have to say the hafrasha, or you can just even think the machshav, hafrasha. We had a Gemara in Shvuas. What about a Shvua? Kol nediv lev. The Gemara says that even thinking about an oath might be binding upon me. What about staka? Right? Other cases that I think that I'm going to do something, does it require dibur? But it all comes, a lot of it comes, from our Gemara right here. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but I shall continue tonight. Tonight there is a Ian Shear related to the Daf, related to a topic that came up a couple of days ago on Daf Lama Tess, and that is minimal and maximal ways of doing mitzvos. Minimal and maximal ways of doing mitzvos, that's 9:30 tonight. If you don't say it by tzitzis, I don't know if you don't have l'shma by tzitzis, the tzitzis are pasul. They're pasul. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you didn't have tefiyah l'shma, but if you didn't say it, I don't know if that's going to.
If you walk into a store that was made that way.
If you walk into a store, it's pasul, right? You gotta undo it and do it. If it was made l'shma, but most tzitzis I think that you could buy in a store, or there's an umdada that people making tzitzis are doing it l'shma. A lot of them have hechsherim on them. But you might even now we understand mahadrin afilu niputz, right? I might say on the tzitzis. But that is the discussion. If you didn't say it, I don't know if the evidence. If you didn't say it, that might be the evidence. Okay, as long as you thought it. But if you didn't even think it, then the Shulchan Aruch said it's possible. Okay, well, to stop here. And again, today's shiur was sponsored Zecher Nishmas HaRabbanit Sarah Basar Moshe by Moshe and Caroline Rosner. We thank you for the sponsorship. Again, tonight at 9:30 will be the Ian Shiur.